Bob Orndorff, the state policy manager for Dominion Resources, introduced the two new community liaisons for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline construction project to the Pocahontas commissioners at their February 6th meeting. The primary construction liaison for Pocahontas and Randolph County will be a face familiar to many county residents, Denise Campbell, the former Democratic delegate who formerly represented Randolph and Pocahontas counties in the West Virginia House of Delegates. The other liaison is Mike Kozad, who will primarily be the liaison for Lewis and Upshur counties, but will also be available to assist Campbell here. Campbell said she will be reporting to the construction site in Pocahontas County at 6 a.m., 6 days a week during construction. In an earlier story, we covered Orndorff's denial of the commission's request for financial support to enable the County Water Task Force to monitor county streams and rivers during pipeline construction. Orndorff let the commissioners know that tree felling is scheduled to begin around March 1st in the Green Bank area, with construction beginning in areas east of Route 28 in early spring and west of Route 28 to begin in the spring of 2019. Orndorff says that if things remain on schedule, all construction in Pocahontas County should be complete by December of 2019. He said that 50% of the construction workers will be West Virginia residents who will be hired through local union halls. There will be an open house presentation in March in Marlinton where the construction company will answer questions and talk about job opportunities. Orndorff explained that the Greenbrier River pipeline crossing will be done by use of a cofferdam where half the river at a time is dammed to allow the installation of the concrete enclosed pipe while the rest of the water is diverted around it. The construction will not shut down the Greenbrier River Trail. The commission granted the following requests for contributions. High Rocks received $4,000. The town of Durbin received $5,000 for city building repairs. And the Pocahontas County Humane Society received $4,000 for spay and neuter programs. Steve Rollins of the West Virginia County's Risk Pool explained that the pool is a nonprofit insurance sharing group which 47 West Virginia counties, including Pocahontas County, belong to. He said that to reduce insurance risk and cost, they offer building inspections and harassment training for employees at no cost. Betty Hall, who lives near Beaver Creek, complained to the commission about the lack of cell service near her home and offered free space on her property to any cell tower company to build a tower. The commissioners approved the first reading by title of the proposed new emergency towing ordinance, which had been drafted by a committee of county towing operators. The new ordinance will divide the county into three towing territories, a central, a northern, and a southern area, based on fire response areas, and set up rules and regulations for emergency tows. Johnny Dean of Johnny's Garage asked the commission to keep the towing committee limited to only the four companies who initially accepted the invitation to be on the committee and who drafted the ordinance. No decision was made by the commissioners to that request. In addition, the commissioners passed a proclamation making the county a Purple Heart County. They adopted emergency absentee voting procedures and executive committee notifications for the May 8th primary elections. They approved the Fire Association's new standards of operation. They received an update from Kara Rose of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. They appointed Randy Wilfong as a fire board representative for a 3-year term. And the meeting ended with a closed session to discuss the commission's annual audit with their attorney. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.